Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. This Saturday at 9 p.m., Tom Judson will perform Nature Boy, Songs of Earth and Sky as part of the Helsinki Hudson and Showstoppers New York series, Helsinki on Broadway. Here's Tom at the Metropolitan Room last June singing a song that he wrote.
My baby likes to gaze out at the moon. Somewhere a radio plays our favorite tune. Eating strawberry ice cream with the tablespoon. But I'm just not that kind of guy. She'll skip a foxtrot and wait for the waltz. She won't touch whiskey, she likes chocolate malts. She always wants me turning somersaults. But I'm just not that kind of guy.
Tom Judson has appeared on stage as a singer, musician, and actor. His cabaret shows have been seen in New York City and in rooms across the country. He's composed music for off-Broadway, film, and television. He appeared on Broadway and cabaret and in the 42nd Street National Tour and in many off-Broadway and regional productions. A little warning before we get started, this interview does acknowledge the existence of the adult film industry and Tom's participation in it. Tom Judson joins us now, along with Lee Tannen, the producer responsible for this very popular cabaret series at Helsinki Hudson. Tom, Lee, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lee, we had you on in August when the Helsinki on Broadway series began, and remind listeners what your goals for the series are, how it came about, why it started up.
Well, our goal is to present affordable American songbook, Broadway, cabaret in the Hudson Valley, and it came about when my partner Tom and I moved up here to the Hudson Valley from New York City. We were diehard New Yorkers, especially me. I got a nosebleed if I went above 96th Street, so I swore I would never move up here. And we came up one day just to look for a weekend place, and we fell in love, and we basically never went back. We never turned back, and went to a Helsinki restaurant, nightclub one night for dinner, and met the owners, and they were presenting great music of all kinds for the last 18 years, first in Great Barrington and then in Hudson. But they were not doing Broadway American Songbook, and we told them that was the only music we like. So if they like us in their club, they better let us produce some stuff. And just kind of went home and made some mercy phone calls. And in the interim, I had met this wonderful man sitting to my left.
I'm usually to people's left.
Right. And I met Tom Judson fell in love with him on all sorts of levels, personally, professionally. I mean that fraternally, professionally, as opposed to my other Tom, who I love personally, professionally.
Should I hand you a shovel so you can dig yourself a deeper?
It's fine. You care about a lot of Toms.
I open up my mouth to change feet, it seems. I care about a lot of Toms. Anyway, Tom Judson to my left is an amazing performer, writer. We met, and I saw his show that he did in town, and I saw another show that he did in town, and I just thought, wow, what a great thing to have him at Helsinki. And we were fortunate enough that this weekend is Winter Walk in Hudson on December 1st, and he was free to do it. It's a great weekend because we have Alan Cumming the next night, and Tom Judson gracefully said that he would love to do this, and so that's why we're sitting here together today to kind of talk about the show, I guess, a little bit, and the continuing success of the series.
And it's been successful so far.
It has been very successful so far. We're very, very blessed. People keep on coming back. It's nice to have not only an audience that's local, but now with Tom this weekend, having having somebody celebrated who's local. Tom lives in the Catskill area, so I'm sure he'll tell you himself. And so
he
it's
won't
great
need to,
it's great to have one. Yes, he doesn't really even need to be here.
No, yes, he does.
He's shaking his head yes a lot to anybody who's out there in Radio Land. But no, it's great to have somebody from your own kind of hood actually performing. So that's another kind of exciting part of this equation, that not only are we presenting great American cabaret, American songbook, Broadway cabaret to people in the area, we're also being entertained by people in the area.
The show you're doing this Saturday is called Nature Boy. Tell us about where the idea came from and how you decided to put it together.
Well, this is the second full cabaret show that I've done. The mm-hmm. first one, which I'm still performing, was sort of a catch-all of just songs that I love. That was the real theme to that show. When I came about putting this one together, I tossed around a few ideas, and one that came to mind was doing an evening of cowboy songs, because mm-hmm. I happen to love cowboy songs. And I tried some material out, and I just thought it actually would not sustain a full evening. But one thing that I noticed about cowboy songs was that, I mean, it makes sense considering where cowboy songs would be sung. There's lots of references to nature in cowboy songs. And I thought, you know, that's actually a good hook. Especially when I looked around, I realized that actually songs in every genre of music use the vocabulary of nature to tell their stories. And so once I decided on that, the hardest part was winnowing down the list because there are so many songs in every area of music that use that technique. And so I came up with, I think there's 13 songs in my playlist. And I've been having so much fun performing the show. It's a really wide variety of songs. I do a Beatles song. I do a Hoagie Carmichael song. And I even do a couple of cowboy songs. So it's a really fun show. And I've been having a great time. And people have been responding really well.
Have you worked with a director? Do you have an accompanist, or are you accompanying yourself?
I accompany myself,
on the piano.
Matter of fact.
That's
and
right.
I did not work with a director this time.
I came in and did a little polish.
Oh my God! I knew.
Well, because I did. Sure. You know, I told him to walk a little bit stage right, a little bit stage left. You know, I mean, you have to do this with local artists. You have to, in the right direction. I do want to say though, I mean, the song list is terrific and it's very, very accessible. I mean, it's not, you know, I don't want people to think that, you know, you have to wear chaps to come in or something. I mean, this is Broadway stuff.
Oh, it's absolutely the Great American Songbook. Every song on here
on a clear day, right? Yeah. Hurry, It's Lovely up here. And,
yeah,
you know, wonderful. So, I mean, it's very accessible. But actually, if you want to wear a cowboy hat that night and chaps, why not?
Sure,
you know?
I don't care.
Even if you're a guy. Yeah. Boom, boom.
Maybe especially. What?
it's a really nice selection of material, I have to say. It's going very well.
Good. How many times have you done it so far?
I think maybe four or five at this point. Yeah. I'm still doing my other cabaret show, which is called The Tom Judson Show. Mm-hmm. And I've done a couple of performances of that in the alternating now. So I've been kept pretty busy. It's nice.
And before that, you had a show, Canned Ham.
Yes.
Oh, she's doing her homework.
Of course. So what do you like about doing performances like this, putting together a one-man show and being just you in the audience?
Well, Canned Ham was a very different thing. It was basically an autobiographical monologue that was 90 minutes and was very involved. And what I like doing about it is that, for one thing, I am very comfortable on stage. And so when I get to be myself on stage and relate directly to an audience, it almost doesn't feel like work. Of course, I still have to give a performance per se, mm-hmm. but I mean, I just love being on stage. That is probably the single most frequent comment I get is that, oh, you look so comfortable and relaxed up there. It's like, I am. I just could stay up there all night.
And you don't have to share the fee with anybody.
And I don't have to pay a band.
or a piano player or anybody.
And it's funny, I was talking to, because I was at 54 Below a few weeks ago, seeing Anne Hampton Calloway, who has performed at Helsinki on Broadway.
Yeah, let's a little more plugs for Helsinki and less for 54 Below.
I do have to say, if people have looked at the list, it's amazing the roster, the lineup that Lee and Tom have come up with. I mean, I'm the only person I never heard of.
Oh, that's not true.
But I was talking to Liz Calloway, also performed at Helsinki. Mm-hmm. I was talking to her husband, who directed her show and Anne's show, and he was saying that one of the trickiest parts for them is finding rehearsal time with their accompanist. And I never have to worry about that. It's so great. I can rehearse as much and whenever I want to.
Which is a lot, I imagine.
Which is an awful lot, yeah.
So you are, no segue, an award-winning adult film star.
Well, you know, as long as you said award-winning, I'll talk about anything.
Star.
Sure.
I mean, award-winning. No, isn't that great? It's great. It's public radio. You could talk about all these things.
Yeah, I was, in fact, was in the past tense.
Right, you retired. But I read that you enjoyed it a lot. You don't, you know, it's nothing you regret or were shoved into.
Look, I was 44 when I started, so I am quite proud of that fact.
So why did you stop?
Because you turned 46.
No. It's funny. When I was doing it, it was just 2 years. And people always said to me, how long are you going to do this? And I said, the day that I walk onto a set and don't want to be there, that's going to be my last day. Well, fortunately, I actually retired before that happened. And the way it came about was there's this award. It's called the Gay Video News Awards, the Gay VN Awards. And every year I was nominated. I was eligible for three award cycles. I was nominated for everything. and just lost everything. And I was the Susan Lucci of porn. And the final year, I was in LA for the award ceremony. Sure enough, just every award that night I lost. And the final two awards of the evening are Best Picture and Performer of the Year. Of course, I was nominated for Performer of the Year. I always was. And
of course,
I was nominated for everything.
Modesty. It's,
no, because I knew I'd lose.
I want to know also. I want to know what the other categories were. I never knew there were so many categories.
Oh, it's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. You should look it up. It's actually very funny. So, I was ready to bolt. I was standing by the door, ready to go to the party. And they announced my name, and it was great. I just couldn't believe it. 46 years old, and I was twice as old as the next youngest guy, and so. Later that night, I was back in my hotel room, and I'm looking at the award fondly, and I thought to myself, wow, my career is over. Because at 46, where do you go?
Helsinki.
And this is when the double entendre start. So I decided to go out on top.
Oh. And you got to be careful with questions, because every question and every answer is a double entendre.
It's true.
When you're an adult.
It's very difficult to talk about
star,
it.
It really is.
But sure. Without inadvertently making a joke.
Yeah, but you did go out on top. And
I did.
And then went right to Helsinki, and that's where he is today.
Well, no, I mean, I've told you this story. The funny thing is that I decided, yes, I'm going to retire because I will probably make a bigger splash if I leave now than if I just wait till my career peters out. So I was flying home from LA and I was changing planes in Chicago, and I had announced that I was going to retire, and I checked my voicemail, and there was a voicemail from a casting director that I had just been cast in a new Terrence McNally play. I thought, wow, there I guess I did the right thing.
So to talk about something that is the opposite pole on your
See?
On your bio.
There's another.
There you go.
Sarah.
I wasn't even trying.
Another pole.
But you've also written songs for Sesame Street.
Yes, I did. There, William Wegman, who does all the videos with the Weimaraner dogs, he did a video of the alphabet, the ABCs, and I wrote a bunch of original music for that, including the Milk Song, which I'm sure you all know.
I don't know if I know it by title, but
milk, milk. I want more milk. I really want more milk. Everybody.
I don't know that song. I really don't. Know.
I think you do now.
If you had really young nieces and nephews, you would in the 90s. You would have known it.
Don't know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're out of time already.
Oh my God! Oh
I know.
We should probably say Helsinki on Broadway one more time.
Helsinki on Broadway, HelsinkiHudson.com, Saturday at 9 p.m. after the 16th annual Winter Walk in Hudson.
Exciting.
Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you, sir.
Tom Judson's Nature Boy, Songs of Earth and Sky, will be at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, New York on Saturday, December 1st. The show is part of the Helsinki on Broadway Cabaret Series and is part of the 16th annual Winter Walk in Hudson. For more information, visit HelsinkiHudson.com or call 518-828-4800. HelsinkiHudson.com or the phone number again, 518-828-4800. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
So now she's gone away, and I wish I felt like crying, but I guess I'm just not that kind of guy.